back on the pregame show with Lugnuts manager Sal Fasano. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Sal, how did you come to become manager of the Lansing Lugnuts?
Well, it was pretty easy process. At the end of last year, Tony LaCava had called. I happened to be in a hospital with my son at the time. I felt bad, so I called him back that day, and he asked me what my plans were for next year, and I told him, well, I'm really not sure yet. I mean, I could still play, but if I need to play, I'm probably going to have knee surgery. And he said, well, just we got an opportunity for you to coach or to manage or to do whatever you want in the organization, so you know, if that's something you'd like to do, you know, we'll talk more in a little bit. So little by little, weeks went by, and I kept in contact with him, and then I finally decided it was probably the right decision for my family in order to stop playing and really get involved in the coaching area. So they said the Lansing job was there, and I jumped on it.
What was it like going to spring training but not as a player?
It was weird, Jess. It was really weird. You know, I think for 17 straight years, you know, I went to spring training and got myself in shape, and it was the first time where I could actually lift for myself. If I threw, I just threw. I just worked with kids, and I worked with a couple of guys who are pros, and I just got myself in managerial shape, I guess.
Did you go talking to any of your old managers about advice?
Well, there was a man in particular that I spoke to. His name is Mickey Weston. Mickey pitched for a long time, and you know, he was a grinder in the minor leagues, and he got a little bit of time in the big leagues, but he coached for his first few years after he retired. And so I talked to him about the situation, and he thought I'd be great at it. And he just gave me some advice and, you know, and some things to look for. And, you know, I still think about that stuff that he told me. So it's going to be an ongoing process, and it's always learning.
So here you are wearing the black and red. What kind of team can Lansing fans expect this year?
Well, you know, our goal is to really have a team that knows how to play baseball the correct way. Not just hitting, not just pitching, but playing defense, making sure that the fundamentals are sound with the bunt defense, the cutoffs and relays, and most of all, base running, because I think a lot of times this organization kind of let base running just fall on the wayside, and I think base running is a weapon, whether you're fast or slow. You know, the Angels are just a perfect example of guys that can go first to third, and they can score on base hits, and they read the ball in the outfield really well. So what I'm trying to develop are guys who are just really good baseball players.
So how do you do that?
Well, I mean, you got a lot of drill work. I mean, you have to make them get their reads off the bat, and you have to make them just see enough, where a lot of times, you know, we don't really, it's the one thing we can't really practice. I mean, you actually have to have live reads. So I expect the guys when they're on bases to be relaxed and not be tense about, oh my gosh, it might pick me off, or oh, am I too far? Not that type of stuff. Relax, read. If somebody tries to pick, you're in a relaxed position, so you're able to make a move. Where, you know, a lot of times in the old days, or even in Little League, you see these guys with wide bases, and they're bent over their knees, and they can't break either way. They just kind of freeze. So we're just trying to create athletes.
Talking to Sal Fasano, the manager of the Lansing Lugnuts, entering his first year with the Lugnuts, as we get set for opening day in Dayton, Ohio. Now, for the fans who are getting set for the season, who are some names that maybe they hadn't heard of before, but they're going to get to know very well as the season gets on?
Well, I think, you know, the one guy that sticks out is probably Ryan Schrempf. Ryan is, he's not very a big guy, but he's got a very big bat. So he played at LSU, and he was on a national championship team. And he's a guy to look forward to, because I think he's going to bring some energy and some life and just good baseball player instincts. And the same with Sean Ochinco. Sean is probably going to catch the first part of the year until A.J. Jimenez, you know, gets back. But Sean is really still new at the position. He probably only played about 20 games in his career behind the plate, but he's built as a catcher and he can hit. So
now A.J. is dealing with a thumb injury, right?
Yeah, you know, he had a little problem during spring training where he got jammed a little bit, and he had a really great swelling in his hand, and so they kind of backed him off. They thought it was broken. We got good news. It wasn't broken. Sure enough, you know, he's just getting swings in, and hopefully when he comes back up here, we'll have a pretty complete team.
How about the pitchers? Any pitchers stand out in your mind?
Well, we have a lot of good pitchers, and that's the one thing Toronto's always done, is they've always drafted guys with really high ceilings where they can pitch at higher levels. And I think there's a couple guys, our opening day starter, obviously, number one, is, you know, Shropshire. He's got a really good sinker ball. He's a tall guy. He's got a little bit of a sling to him. I don't know if you understand what that means, but he's got a really loose arm. We also have, you know, Jenkins. He's got a chance to be pretty good. You know, he was our first-round draft pick, and there's a guy you look for. But really, I'm most excited about our bullpen in the 7th, 8th, 9th. I mean, we have Dustin Antolin. You know, we have Slover, and we have Turnbull, who all are just pretty good end of the type guys, and I think they all have bright futures in this organization.
Now, this seems to be a very collegiate-based team this year. What's the difference between those college guys joining the Midwest League in Class A compared to the high schoolers or guys from overseas?
Well, I think it's where they belong. I mean, you're going to go to Auburn our first year, which is short season, and they go there. If they have a good year, you get promoted to low A ball. And a lot of times, this is really the first true test for those guys that are from college, because if you don't produce this year, there's a pretty good chance you're out of the game. Where a high schooler, they'll allow to come back here twice or three times, you know, like you see Balbino Funmayor. I mean, he's going to be here. He was playing third last year, made an adjustment. He's a first baseman now. So a guy like that, they're going to take time with. But I mean, we have guys in this organization that are college guys with a good upside, but if they don't produce, you don't last in this game.
Finally, your coaching staff. Antonio Caceres comes back to Lansing. Last year was his first season with the Lugnuts. John Tamargo Jr., meanwhile, joins the Lugnuts after a year in Traverse City in Indy Ball. What do you expect from your coaches this year?
Well, I expect them to do their job. I mean, really, as simple as that sounds. I'm basically going to leave the pitching up to Antonio. I mean, he's really good at what he does. He's got a good rapport with the guys. I mean, obviously, my specialty in baseball was pitching, but I mean, I'll probably have a close eye on that, but more so in pitch selection, not so much mechanics. And with the hitters, you know, John does a good job, and all you can ask from a hitting coach is if he's available. And John, obviously, he's been available. So a lot of times, you know, we can get into mechanics, but I don't really like to get into that. I just want him to learn to compete. So if he's available and he get the work in done for the guys, then he's doing his job. So basically my job is to get these guys to a point where the game is comfortable, and they've got their work hard. I mean, John Wooden was the greatest. I mean, he used to run the guys into the ground in practice. But when the game came around, he just sat there and he let the kids play. And that's really what it has to be. I mean, I don't want the game to be a stressful situation. You won't see me become irate. Unfortunately, you know, fans look for that sometimes, but I really doubt that that's going to happen. I want the game to be an enjoyable experience so they can let their true talent come out.
Finally, it's opening day today. Now, a lot of folks have waxed eloquent on opening day, but what does it mean to you?
Opening day is the best, because no matter what you did the year before, you have a job this year, and it's a fresh start in life. And a lot of times we kind of forget about that, because a lot of times in baseball we worry about what we did this year. We're worrying about our goals. We're worrying about too many things. Where it's just, this is one of the first times where everybody's at zero. Everybody's in first place. It's truly a clean slate. And what you do with the rest of your career starts on opening day.
Sal, thank you very much.
You got that right, Jesse. No problem, buddy.